Like, the I'll get the front looks kind of cool. I like the front. The front gives mad Alfa Romeo vibes on there.
You said Alfa. I said it almost seemed like Mini and
I could see the Mini.
Mini and some.
I could see the Mini.
Yeah, the kind of child or whatever. I have to look at the photo again.
But the rear, you lose me. Once I see the rear, I go, what the hell is that?
Yeah, the rear is weird. But
yeah, it looks like an egg.
I think it's really refreshing, though, that you get a future concept car from, you know, brand like Toyota or something like that. And, like, it's not an EV car, you know?
Yeah, but it's also going to be one of those that we'll never see in the States, probably.
I think we would.
I don't know. I feel like in the States, SUVs have become the new norm, and like coupes have just really like died down.
As I'm pretty sure though, like numbers wise, I think the Miata is like the only like roadster sports car that sells.
Miata has that fan base,
but they need that competition.
I don't know if that would be competition for a Miata.
The spec so far, it's like a 1.3 liter little engine car, so I think it would be right on par with the Miata, probably like a mid one. You know, 150 to 200 horsepower car or something like that.
Okay.
But right. I think it's super refreshing to see a car like that come from Toyota and it's not an EV, because like, I don't know if you remember, like they were talking about bringing back like the MR2.
Yep. And then making it an EV.
Exactly.
That whole making old cars into EVs and using like the old car names into EVs, it doesn't sit well with me.
It's so silly. I mean, the GTIs after the Mark Gates, they said they're going electric.
Yeah.
And what are they going to
call? But I'm pretty sure they just backed out of it a little bit.
Of the GTI thing.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's a shame that with the most recent facelift of the Mark 8 that they already X'd the manual transmission, which I think is ridiculous.
You know what it is when these DSGs are so great and so fast when you shift it that all of these guys are switching over to it. Like, don't get me wrong. You have your purists who want that manual like you.
Yep.
Just like you. But you have probably more people saying, I prefer the DSG. Like, my car's DSG. I love it. I honestly, once I test drove it, I fell in love with it instantly, and it was sold.
Regardless of the performance of the DSG, I kind of almost really felt like it was Volkswagen's way of saying there will not be a manual in the next generation because it's going to be electric. So let's kill the manual early, so when people go, oh, you got rid of the manual, they'll be like, oh, no, we got rid of that last year.
Yeah, but that Volkswagen's been going back and forth with the manual for so long. Like the first release of the Mark 5 R32 and the DSG only came in DSG. Then you had the Mark 6 that only came in manual. Now you have the Mark 7 and the 7.5 that had both options, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
And now you have the Mark 8, and then Mark 8.5 is not going to be a manual.
It's such a shame. It doesn't sit well with me though when I see the manufacturers bringing up cars like how they say the new Miata, the one to follow, the ND, is going to be an electric model as well.
It can't use the Miata name.
It shouldn't. They got to just drop that and call it something else.
But it's even like back when Dodge did it with the Charger, when they made it into a sedan. Like right then, right after, I feel like after that point, everybody started doing it.
You want to know something funny though?
Everybody started doing it, dude.
The first one came to my mind when you said Charger was actually the Mach-E from the Mustang.
I knew you were going to go there that's another one. Like you just took a Mustang, the Mustang name that has been Ford's, whatever. I can't think of the word
staple.
Right now. Staple. Yeah, there you
whatever,
go.
Whatever.
Ford staple. And you just made it an SUV and an electric SUV nonetheless. I
mean, it means nothing to me.
It means absolutely, I'm not a Ford fan.
I must say
way,
this though, if I could bring up one point, there's a person near where the house I grew up in, there's a person over there who owns two Mustangs, and they're like one's a S550, a newer one, and one's like an early 2000s model Mustang. So the guy's obviously just a big Ford Mustang guy. You know what he has in his driveway with those two cars?
The Mach-E.
He has the Mach-E.
Of course.
Isn't that weird?
That is weird. And I'm sorry for him. I'd be like, what are you guys
doing? I can't
believe
he gave in. That seems like the number one person who would be like, no, get that away from me.
Yeah.
I would never.
The EV thing, it's never going to be the only option. They tried it. Everybody was talking about going full EV, and now everyone's backing out of it.
Yeah.
I think Cadillac just backed out of it too. What other companies? Volkswagen, I think, is slowly backing
out of
it.
GM is backing out of it.
GM is backing out of it. And there's a reason. They're just not sustainable.
Actually, I must say, I think the only two cars I think that pulled off the carryover of a previous model name and bring it to an electric vehicle, I think the only ones that are good are the Hummer.
But Hummer died. Hummer was, Hummer was gone. The only way that it was going to make that comeback is to jump into the EV.
But I've seen a couple Hummer EVs on the road now.
Oh, no, I think they're cool.
They're pretty sick.
I think they're pretty cool. Yeah. Again, never will own one. But
yeah. But I like the Hummer, I don't think, should ever really go back to being an internal combustion, because that car was ridiculous from the start.
I can't agree there.
You think it was... like valid?
I liked the Hummers, man.
The originals?
Yeah, dude. Like, you put an H1.
6 miles to a gallon?
Dude, my 99 Jeep Grand Cherokee and inline V6 was getting 11 miles to the gallon.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah. So, like, it really comes down, like, around those older times, like, the gas efficiency wasn't a thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I can't justify paying for a car that gets 6 miles to the gallon.
Listen, dude, but if you're paying a car and getting 6 miles to the gallon, you got the money to fill it up.
I mean, it must cost $150 to fill up a Hummer.
Every 2 days.
Yeah. But, and then the second car I was going to say is actually the, I don't know if they should use the same name, but I think the Ford Lightning was clever.
Yes, it was clever. But again, that's... staple.
Unfortunately, when you hear Ford Lightning, you think of the old one, which is really cool.
Everybody knows about it. Yeah. The F-150 Lightning.
But they took the opportunity because the name works.
The name does work for it, and I will give them that, but it's just one of those things that I can't get behind.
Pretty sure
you know me and EV. I can never get behind it. Like, don't get me wrong, Max, I'm sorry to throw you under the bus here, but Max is always showing me like the Teslas and like the Cybertruck, like slammed down. I'm like, no. Yeah. It doesn't do it for me. I do like the Tesla, like the Model 3s. Like, I like seeing those done up, because like, what else are you gonna do with it besides
that's
slam
also
it out?
Like the most like obtainable everyday EV.
100%
that's proven itself.
Yeah, that Cybertruck I just can't get down with. That's just, it is what it is.
You know, I don't even know if I feel
look at that, of course this is what Max has shown me, this render before, and I'm just like, dude, it does nothing for me.
I mean, that looks like a refrigerator on wheels.
I was gonna say a toaster. My bread's about to pop out right there.
But all right, so there's like two different ways I look at this whole thing though, where like if I look at the brands, like if I say Hyundai or Kia, that introduced an entire new lineup for their EVs, and they didn't call it the Elantra EV, the Sonata EV, or whatever it may be. They end up saying this is the Ioniq series.
Yeah, I like that, because you created a whole new series. This is a whole new car.
Right.
You can't use an old name for a new car.
To be fair, they don't have that many big names that carry over that hit hard.
Yeah, Kia has been coming up, man. I like that Telluride that they have. Mm-hmm. That Telluride is sick.
I like the Telluride better than the Hyundai equivalent.
The Telluride Palisades. The Palisades.
Yeah,
Telluride is so
better.
Much.
Yeah,
better.
Yeah.
I like that.
But they did it. Well, I think is right, which is make an entire new line of those cars and call it something else. They didn't take another name, bring it in. They didn't call it the Stinger EV and make it an SUV or something like that, you know? This is my point number two, actually. Max just brought up right now. Which
I'm
is
happy you
the,
brought that up, the Max, new Honda Prelude. I forgot about that, and I'm happy I forgot about it, but now you just made me upset.
So, you know, not a full EV like we were talking about, but this is still an electrified vehicle being the new Prelude.
Don't get me wrong, it's a hybrid. If there's anything that the hybrid always will overpass, for me at least, I think the hybrid is a better system when it comes down to...
Yeah, me too.
You know, versus the EV or anything like that. But I am a huge Prelude fan. I do love them. Again, a car that I'll probably never own because I'd be scared that I'll just come out and it's not going to be there in the morning.
Yeah.
But... yeah, to see it go into a hybrid, it hurts.
You know, like a buddy of mine had a second gen Prelude, the BB6, the one that everyone likes, and that car was awesome.
I love that car.
I just don't get when they use the name on this, even though, again, this is a hybrid and not an EV. Like, you know, carrying over the name of that old vehicle and then bringing it now, it's like, I don't think you're going to win the hearts of the people own Preludes.
No, the purists, you're not winning their hearts at all. Like, for example, don't get me wrong, and I hate to say this too, because the new Integra is actually really, really nice, but it's not an Integra.
Right.
Like, I know they made an Integra Ford. I know they
did. Yeah, there's so many people that say that stuff.
I know they did, but knows the Integra.
Actually, the original Integra was a four-door. No. Yeah.
I know everybody's going to come back with that. I know it's going to be full of comments, and there's going to be, Delta's an idiot. But no, to me, an Integra will always be a coupe and another little Honda that I've always wanted to have. But
the new Integras should have been just called something else, but they had to bring in that.
That's what drew people's eyes, and it's the clickbait, bro. People hear Integra, they see Integra, they start clicking, and now they're looking at it. And now they're seeing, they're like, oh, it's actually pretty nice. It is a very, very nice car.
Did it release last year or 2 years ago? It's probably 2 years ago now.
I think
now.
It's 2 years ago so, now. Last year we saw that thing at SEMA just cruising down the strip.
I know that the sales on it, I think the first and second year were not too bad, but the sales this year, I think, are like plummeted.
Because the hype is down.
Yeah. Because everybody wanted it because the hype is down.
It's just a
entry-level
Honda Accord.
Yeah, it's an entry-level luxury car.
I love that they made a Type S on that.
Yeah, Type S is a different story. That car I would take all day.
Yeah, Type S or Type S? Type S, right?
Type S, yeah. But the whole thing of trying to strike a chord with the enthusiast by using the name, I think it proves to everyone out there that the EV stuff is just bogus.
It's definitely bogus, and I'm not.
You know
how I feel on it. Again, it's one of those. I like the idea. You want to make a car on it? Cool. When you're thinking about making your whole line EV, you lost me.
Yeah.
You lost me. There's people out there that don't want it.
Yeah. When I brought up the Hyundai thing, again, they didn't have that many, really creditable names. Like, they could have made a Santa Fe EV, but who's going to get excited over that?
But who gets excited for a Santa Fe at all?
Exactly. But I mean, it's not a cold. It's not like a RAV4 where there are people who will, die by saying it's the best car in the world or whatever it may be. But
oh, here we go. That's a that's.
Oh yeah.
That's so, one.
I'll get to that in a second. But yeah, I want to finish my thought, which is Yeah, so these cars that came out, and they made their own line, and they didn't carry over a different model name, I think was probably a good choice. But then I kind of eat my words a little bit when you look at, like, I don't even know the name of this car, but like Subaru has a full electric SUV that never seen one on the road. They don't freaking exist. No one buys them, and they're trash.
I hear is Max in the back.
But they, they didn't decide to call it. They have so many credible SUVs. They have like really cult cars. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Crosstrek has a big following. The Outback has a huge following.
Subaru in general has a big following.
Not to take a name and carry it over to an EV, and they give this name to a random. I mean, Max, if you could Google the name of that car, I don't remember it, but it's like a. Oh wait, it's. Solterra or something like that.
Solterra?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I can't remember what it is exactly, but they have this SUV, whatever. They decided not to carry over a name, and I think it sucked for them because
it probably hurt them when it comes down to like. But what are they going to call it? An STI?
I don't know. That's what they say. Solterra. So, yeah. That's a full EV. No one's ever seen this car.
You want to know something? Now that I'm looking at that, I feel like I might have seen one on the road.
It kind of looks like a Mach-E, to be honest.
Yeah, that it's the grills, man. Everything now, the grills are so big. Like, what is that?
But, like, I don't know. I don't know where they went wrong with it or whatever it was, because they have the SUV market really well. They have a big SUV market.
But I feel
market.
Like they have that, like, crossover market versus SUV market.
Yeah, you're
you
right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
you're
that's right. That's that crossover. Like, the Crosstrek, that's like a little crossover.
Yeah, it's not really like a full SUV, right?
But even, like, the Forester and the Outback, I looked at those because, again, growing up, they were just hatchbacks to us. Like, now they're bigger SUVs.
Yeah, yeah.
But I still look at those as, like, a crossover.
Yeah. I wonder if, like, if they took the one of those names, Outback, Forester, whatever it may be, and they decided to use that name for that car, if it would have helped it or not. I wonder. You know?
I'm trying to think now, because if they did use like the Forester name, that would have been one of those.
And it's a little bit different though, because people don't take the name so seriously as enthusiasts, because people who drive a Forester can just be a normal person that doesn't think twice about their car in the morning, you know?
You are correct.
But like, when you decide to throw in a name like Miata into an EV, like, wow, that's like, that's crazy.
You kill me there.
Or GTI. I mean, it's just nuts.
It's just, it doesn't work. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, you have Audi. Don't even, if I'm going to say this, Audi has the best looking electric cars out in the game.
So you mean the e-trons?
The e-trons. I was just going to, the A3 e-tron. I see that all the time on the LIE. It looks like a normal A3. It doesn't have that futuristic, everybody wants these hard, sharp lines. And it's just, oh my God, it kills me.
Audi also has a good example, because whenever they use the A3 name, they're referring to the chassis.
That's the chassis. That's the body.
So it's okay to carry over that
name. You know, if they called it like... RS3E or something like that. Then it's like, all right, bro, pump your brakes there. Pump your brakes. You see, but that's just a clean car. Like, you would never think that's an EV car.
I couldn't tell at all.
You couldn't tell at all?
Yeah.
The only way you know is when you drive behind and there's no exhaust.
Interesting.
It's a very, very clean car. I see that all the time cruising around.
Maybe Volkswagen has this thing on the, you know, pretty good right now, because Max brought up another example that we spoke about in the office, which was like how Porsche brought up the Taycan, mm-hmm. and I think what they did with the Taycan was sick.
100%. Because they could have called it a Panamera.
Yeah.
They could have been, oh, it's a Panamera E.
Right. Yeah.
But they came, it's a whole new car.
Right.
And that's what I like.
And I think when they do that, I don't think anyone can get upset about it.
No.
You know?
No, you can't.
If you don't like it, you could just ignore it.
That's number two for me right there. If I were to ever drive an EV.
I mean, that's probably the best looking EV on the market.
Audi's RS GT e-tron, whatever they call it. That thing is gorgeous.
We're going to agree to disagree on that one.
Pull it up. Max, pull it up. That's what else can we do? Don't get me wrong. The Taycan is nice. It's got nice body lines, but that RS GT keeps that perfect, like, futuristic, but also keeps that Audi body lines, like how the RSs are.
You know, I think the silver lining in all of this is that, you know, when I'm scouring the internet and taking a look at stuff.
Look at that thing. That thing is gorgeous. I love that.
Yeah,
thing.
It's too many doors, man.
What do you mean too many doors? The Taycan is a four door. That thing is
the Taycan is a four door?
Yeah.
I'm an idiot then. Well, I just
what'd you think?
Stupid.
The Taycan was a coupe?
I mean, yeah.
No, man, that's a four door.
I still give it to the Taycan.
Ah, listen, that thing is hot. Don't sleep on that thing.
Well, either way, no matter what.
Regardless, neither of us are driving that, so
but,
it doesn't matter.
I think the silver lining in all of this is that when I'm scouring the internet and I'm looking at articles online or whatever it is, it really seems like that all the OE manufacturers are kind of looking back on stuff that they said maybe 2 years ago, and they're like, yeah. We're not going to be fully EV by 2030.
No, there's way. Volvo, I think, came out and said they were going to be fully EV by, like, what was it, 2020, 2021 or something like that?
Yeah.
Absolutely not. They're not. It's not sustainable.
So what I think it's going to be is that I think that a lot of these companies that say, hey, we're going to bring this car that you guys all know and love, and we're going to electrify it, and it's going to be whatever.
And
I think they're all going to – maybe they'll do it for one generation.
It's one of those, I just can't get behind it.
Excuse me. And then I think it's going to die.
Yeah.
I think it's going to die, crash and burn. I think they're all going to take back their words, and maybe it'll get hybrid, but it won't get full EV. And then...
Again, I'm okay with that. The hybrid is the only way to go.
And then even if they take back the hybrid, I think they might just leave the purest of where they are and give us back our internal combustion engines.
Yeah.
I think that's what's going to happen. I think they're going to take back on everything they said, and they're going to say, you know what? This isn't working. No one's buying it. The name didn't carry enough weight with it, and people aren't going to buy this. If people want a ICE engine, here you go.
Yeah. No, I fully agree with you there.
Yeah.
Finally, we agree on something.
Yeah, it's good.
I know, right?
Well, it takes electric cars for us to agree on something. You know? Besides that, we don't really come to an agreement too often.
No, not too often here, guys.
But yeah, that's what I think is going to happen, man. I think that right now we just have to kind of buckle up and just go through this little bit of a ride until everyone figures out what the hell they're going to do with the EV stuff. And then I think we'll be in a better place after.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so. But I also think just any unlike the newer cars, like, they just don't hold the value like how the older cars did.
I mean, you know what the funny thing is? I don't think I've, like, how I said the Mark 8 GTI had a facelift or whatever. I feel like I still have barely even seen enough Mark 8s on the road. Like,
I've seen a few, but not enough to where it's that point.
Like,
but,
where it seems like they're ready to almost begin ready for a new generation. Like, I'm like, dude, I haven't even seen them.
I think it's a little soon.
I feel like there's not too many cars being sold from 2022 to now anyways.
Yeah.
Like, new cars.
I'd agree.
Because, like, you know, the prices are so crazy. Everything's overinflated. So
everything's
inflated. The used market is probably just popping.
Used market, it really depends on the car still. But I have seen prices come down on the used market.
Yeah, but I remember when they were saying they're going to electrify the next gen for the STI, if they're going to bring it back and call it the STE.
That'd be so stupid.
STE sounds
so
similar.
Sorry, I hate to say it like that, but that, I do not agree with that at all.
STE sounds just too similar to STD, but, but that's too close.
It's a little close.
I think everyone said these things. I think they're all going to go back on their word. They're all going to say, no one wants this stuff.
It's the hype is going to be so little. Like, yeah, even with all of these EV companies like the Lucid and all of those,
yeah,
like, they can't manufacture enough cars.
I know, you know, if you go ask any kid right now, you go ask a young kid who can kind of dream about having a car that they want, no one's going to say they want a Lucid.
No.
You know?
No. No.
I just don't see it. People, you know, people still
GTI concept.
Also for you, all those ID series from Volkswagen, I'm pretty sure those all suck from the reviews that I read.
Yeah.
Those cars suck. They were supposed to bring over the VW bus electrified and, like, you know.
That it was cool, though. I got to see that thing, like, in person and, like, you know, sit in it. It's cool, but it's one of those that's. That's one that I don't mind that they made into an EV.
They're going to sell that to the California hippies, and that's it.
Yeah, sounds about that.
You know what I mean?
That's 100% correct right there.
Yeah, the surfer guy in California that has money.
That's going to be a West Coast type of thing.
Yeah. I can't see much more than that.
Yeah.
But, again, I don't want to be a dead horse, but I think that we're going to be happy with what comes in the future because I don't think it's going to be as bad as people are making it out to seem.
With all the talk, it definitely sounded like it was going to be as bad, but yeah, now everybody's starting to realize, like, that's not what people want.
There was a time in 2022 or 3 or something like that, or last year or the year before, where I was like, oh, man, this is all happening. Like, I got to start hoarding all the cars I can buy.
You want to know what is going to make it the worst thing is when they do an S2K electrified.
They talked about that.
And I hope they never do it. Yeah. I hope they never, ever do that.
I would be so upset if Honda decides to bring back a rear-wheel drive car once again. Like, you know, we haven't had one in years.
And they
bring it back and it's electric. But Honda is pretty good. They don't really do too many electric cars. And
look at that. It's an NSX.
Yeah.
I can't get down with it being an electric car, though.
You know, does anyone even remember that Honda had that thing with Sony with that car brand called the Fila?
No, I've completely spaced on that.
It's a real car brand out there, and it's a
Fila?
A Fila.
A Fila?
Yeah, like, I'll feel you.
I thought you meant, like, Fila, like the track suits.
Like, no, it's like A-F-L-E-E-A. Oh, yeah, a Fila, and that's a car
brand. I've seen these things, too. I didn't know that.
Well, Honda, well, I don't know. I guess they're out there. I guess you could buy them. I never seen one on the
steering wheel.
But like Honda and Sony did this whole big thing about a Fila, and I haven't heard anything since.
Yeah, no. I to be honest, I very very briefly heard about that.
I'm telling you, the Rivians, the Lucids, the whatever. I think they're all gonna
drop. Just like how the Fisker Karmas did.
Oh, the Fiskers were terrible.
And it's gonna happen to Tesla Fisker too. Ocean. Don't be wrong. Teslas. I feel the only reason why Teslas are so high is because of all the nonsense Elon Musk puts out there.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the only reason why people want them. But,
well, you know, too, I think they did a good job on making it again obtainable for the public because you can't just go and buy a Lucid. I mean, they got to drop ship those to your house.
I think there's actually a Lucid dealership right over here.
Yeah, but you can't buy from them.
No, but so there's a dealership, though.
You can go talk to someone. You can
go talk to somebody and then not buy it.
Yeah. So,
waste of time.
But at least you can actually go to a car, you know, a used car lot and find Model 3s.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, it's obtainable in that sense. But definitely, yeah, man, so. Like, I think we're pretty good. Like, I don't think that this is going to take over like everyone thought.
You know who really needs to stop making electric vehicles?
I want to guess, but I can't think of it.
Mercedes-Benz.
Wow.
Every single Mercedes-Benz that has come out EV has been so ugly. Mm-hmm. And it just kills me because you know how much I love my Mercedes-Benz.
I think the BMW ones are ugly, too.
Yeah, but
the grills they put on the electric ones are ridiculous.
But even what is that? Max, see if you could pull this up. It's the Mercedes-Benz EQV.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or something like that. Oh,
honestly, God. I don't think that car is that bad looking. I know.
Finally, there had to be something that we disagreed on.
I know
on
what you're talking about. It's very bulbous, like round, right?
Oh, my God.
It's a sleek, low profile coupe round car.
It's not a coupe, it's like a big SUV.
What?
Yeah, look at that thing.
Okay, well, I was right.
It's an egg, dude.
I was right
it's
about the egg. Round. I knew it was bulbous and round.
Yeah,
I remember that.
It's definitely bulbous, all right.
I've seen these on the road before.
Bogus is more like it.
Okay, that looks pretty bad.
Dude, that's terrible.
First of all, that front end looks like the front end on the other one that Max had
right
up.
There with the emblem missing, that looks like a Jetta.
Yeah.
On the grill.
Dude, the other one looked like a Honda on the front grill. There was a...
Dude, I can't get down. Mercedes, please stop.
It almost
looked
like a Honda Fit. It was weird. That was weird. The front grill on it, like a mid-2010s Honda Fit.
No, I can't get down with the EVs. All right. And Mercedes needs to put an end to that.
Yeah. I think we're good.
All
right, guys. We appreciate you guys listening. And we'll catch you next time.
Peace.